From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Shares of Enron lost further ground today, one day after a proposed merger with Dynegy fell through. The Houston-based energy giant remains on the brink of bankruptcy, and today Enron's European division took steps to protect itself from creditors. In Washington, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle called on Congress to investigate what caused Enron's sudden fall. NPR's Jim Zeroli has this look at how Enron's troubles will affect the broader energy industry.
Rarely has a company risen and fallen as fast as Enron did. Not long ago, it was number 7 among the Fortune 500 companies. Now it can't even interest one of its smaller rivals, Dynegy, in a merger at fire sale prices. The company was formed in the mid-1980s from the alliance of two natural gas companies, but today it gets most of its revenue from energy trading, a field it pioneered. Michelle Michaud-Foss directs the University of Houston's Energy Institute.
They would supply electric power to a customer, but they wouldn't be manufacturing the electricity themselves. They would be buying the electricity from other companies that were developing power plants and operating power plants.
Over the years, Enron has grown bigger and much more diverse, but the company depended heavily on outside creditors to operate, and in recent weeks, its credit rating and its share price have fallen sharply, amid questions about whether it reported its revenues accurately. The company is now being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Whatever the outcome of that investigation, Michelle Foss says the demise of Enron will be felt throughout the energy industry. She says that through its trading and its willingness to finance smaller companies, Enron had provided a huge amount of liquidity to the industry.
You could go to Enron and know that you could engage in business with them, and they would provide the money to grease the wheels on the trade, on the transaction. So they were a very powerful entity that way, and it's not clear whether their competitors are fully prepared or, you know, can really step to the plate and do that.
Enron's demise could also be a setback for the movement to deregulate energy markets. The company was constantly expanding into new areas like risk management and energy services, pushing the boundaries of what an energy company should be, and it had played a major role in pushing federal officials to open the market. Patty Harper Slavoshevitz is an energy analyst at the marketing company Frost & Sullivan.
Well, they've definitely been an innovator. They created the energy trading market, and that was a bold step. It required vision. They also have been promoting wind power. With Enron gone, I think there's going to be a more conservative approach in changing the energy industry.
Because of Enron's reach in the industry, a collapse could affect dozens, if not hundreds, of companies. And today, many of Enron's creditors are rushing to position themselves for a bankruptcy filing. Some large banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup, lent large sums to Enron during flush times and could now lose a lot of money. Fadel Gate is an energy analyst at Fondstock & Company.
They have billions of dollars of unsecured debt that was extended to Enron because they were part of, in my view, part of the crime, because they were encouraging this farce, if you will, continue to build this house of cards and never thinking of a windy day that will make it collapse.
But the biggest losers will probably be the company's shareholders. Enron's stock sold for more than $90 a share at its peak. Today it's down to less than half a dollar. Analysts say the rapid decline of Enron's fortunes could ultimately be a good thing because it will bring a sense of balance and restraint to a market that had grown overheated. But many small shareholders will have to endure painful losses in the process. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.